Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 13th, 2025, and here are our top stories. DNA faces, AI software, Lego GPT, AI insurance. DNA faces. Researchers in China have developed software that can predict a person's appearance from their DNA. This software named DiFace was created by Mingqi Zhao's team at the University of Hangzhou. It reconstructs three-dimensional facial images using variations in DNA known as single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs. By analyzing a dataset of 9,674 individuals, the system learned to correlate SNPs with facial structures. The resulting reconstructions were remarkably accurate, deviating by only 3.5 millimeters from actual faces. With additional data like age or body mass index, this deviation reduced to 2.9 millimeters. The developers see forensic applications as promising, but are aware of privacy implications. Advocating for a broader discussion on these ethical challenges. AI software. Yakub Pachauki, who leads the development of advanced models at OpenAI, envisions AI models generating knowledge autonomously as a significant step toward impactful AI in business and research. He discusses reasoning models, highlighting their distinct approach from human thinking during an interview with Nature. These models use a two-step learning process. Initially, they undergo unsupervised pre-training, where they process large datasets to form a world model, an internal representation devoid of conscious context. Subsequently, reinforcement learning with human feedback refines this framework into a useful assistant. Pachauki questions the separation of pre-training and reinforcement learning, emphasizing their synergy. By the end of the decade, he anticipates AI systems will conduct economically valuable research, with early applications like AI-assisted software development emerging soon. Lego GPT. Carnegie Mellon University has unveiled Lego GPT, a novel AI system that constructs Lego models from text descriptions. These models can be built by humans and robots alike. The system uses an autoregressive language model, similar to text prediction, to determine the next Lego piece. It's trained on a custom dataset called Stable Text 2 Lego, featuring over 47,000 stable Lego structures. With a physics-aware rollback process, the model checks for and corrects issues like collisions and instability. Achieving an impressive 98.8% success rate, Lego GPT produces stable models, surpassing other methods like a llama mesh. It also supports authentic Lego colors for real-world building. AI insurance. Insurance providers in the Lloyd's market in London are now offering unique policies designed to cover damages caused by errors from AI chatbots. This innovative product was developed by the startup Armilla, which is backed by Y Combinator. The insurance comes into play if a company faces lawsuits due to faulty AI performance. This includes instances where customers suffer from incorrect information or so-called hallucinations by the AI. Covered expenses range from legal costs to compensation. For example, if Air Canada's chatbot promised a non-existent discount, which the airline had to honor, this policy would have provided coverage if the bot's performance significantly fell short of expectations. According to Armilla's CEO, Karthik Ramakrishnan, this product aims to simplify AI adoption for businesses, as existing technology insurances often inadequately cover AI risks. Armilla specifically insures against declines in AI model performance. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.